Om Shanti. Good morning. Breakfast, good? Italy? Very nice, very good, yes. Everyone okay? Health okay? Yeah, take care of any tummy things, please. Take care, lots of water. So this morning we have this 20 minutes for reflective exercise, and then some announcements, and then we will have Sudesh Didi with us today. So I'd like to begin with this Tibetan bowl, because you know we all enter into soul consciousness in our own way. So some of us like pictures in our minds, you know, and that helps us. Some of us actually really do well with audio. Should I check a translation first? Are we okay? Translation? Thai? Yeah? Vietnamese? It's okay? Arabic? Arabic translation? Arabic? Yes, good. Okay. All right. So we like to find the way that works for each of us, okay? So this is just one way. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this sound. And I want to check, I just do it once, very short, and see if you can hear it at the back, okay? So here we go. Tell me if you can hear it. Can you hear? At the back, you hear? Okay, clear, clear, clear? Okay, perfect. So here's the exercise. I'm going to ask you to put your pens and papers down. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes so that your ears will work better. Because all the energy then goes to the ears and not to the eyes. So I will ask you to close your eyes in a minute. And with the eyes closed, I'm going to ask you to listen so carefully to this sound that you can catch the instant when the sound disappears. Okay? See if you can catch that instant when there is no sound. Clear? Okay, so here we go. And we'll ask others coming into the hall just to be quiet so that we can hear this. So here we go. Hey, maybe it was different for each of us, but could you hear when it ended? And what was there after the sound? Silent. Was it? You heard the silence, did you? So there's fans, but inside you're paying so much attention that when the sound ends, there's silence. So that's one pathway in to soul. It is that silent point after all the sound. Yeah? We're going to do it again. And this time, so what we're doing is we're concentrating our attention until it becomes so subtle, so subtle, so subtle that we can hear the silence. Silence is not absence. Silence is inside. Silence is something, okay? So this is an experiment so that we train ourselves to hear silence, to feel silence as its own thing, okay? So we do it one more time. Is that okay? And now we'll really focus on this. But I will add something this time. Again, you listen, and I brought it closer because I could hear. I wasn't sure you could hear. So I'll get as close as I can, and then only I will hear. But the microphone will get a little bit. This time, when we do it, when you arrive at silence, I would like you to see if you can discern, if you can tell, when you shift from ears hearing to soul trying to catch the vibration. You get what I'm asking? Because there's a certain split second when the ears no longer hear, and you switch to soul trying to catch that vibration, because sound is just vibration, right? So see if you can see that moment when it goes from ears to soul. Clear? Okay, here we go. Hold the silence inside just for 30 seconds. Om Shanti. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling the silence in your own mind? Okay. So meditation is concentrating the energy of the soul in the power point behind the eyes. One pathway in, audio, right? Through sound. So quick quiz for you. If the ears hear, then what's the soul doing? Ears are hearing. Physical ears on my body are hearing. But what's the soul doing? Listening. Listening. If the physical eyes are seeing all day many, many things, the eyes are seeing, what is the soul doing? Observing. Right? I can hear many things, but I only listen by choice. Right? Soul has agency. Soul has choice power. What it listens to. That's the soul doing that. Ears hear many things. Soul listens. Same with the eyes. See many things. Soul chooses what to observe. Correct? Okay, now it gets harder. What about mouth? So the mouth tastes. What is the soul doing? Yeah, what's the soul doing? If the mouth is tasting, yum, 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 what is the soul doing? Enjoying, definitely. It's the soul that's enjoying, right? What about the nose? This is tricky. Smell, aroma, fragrance. So the nose smells, right? It takes in a fragrance or an odor. What's the soul doing? Body's breathing. Soul is making body breathe. But nose is smelling. What is soul doing? This one's tricky. Remembering. Is it, you know, they say the olfactory, the nose, is the last sense organ before death. We still smell. And I don't know about you, but I walk into a room, it smells like cinnamon buns. I'm 5 years old with my grandmother. Like I'm having a whole experience. Something about fragrance, smell, and experience. I don't know, but interesting, no? Hands, touch. What does soul do? Feels. So Raj Yoga meditation is simply making the distinction between these two activities. Body does all these things. Sees, hears, touches, smells, tastes, but soul listens, observes, experiences, enjoys, and feels. They're different. You see the difference? Fascinating experiment. I encourage you today to experiment with this. My ears are hearing something, but what am I listening to? My eyes are seeing many things, but what am I observing? The soul has agency, choice power. This is mastery. Yeah? Okay? All right, let's go in for a little reflection before announcements. So let's take the soul inside. So away from hearing, away from seeing, I'll ask you to close your eyes for this reflection. And on the screen of your mind, I'll invite you to see images of your time since you have arrived here in Madhuban. So remember getting out of your taxi, getting into your room. It's so long ago now, maybe you can't remember, but there was a moment when you arrived here. I would like you just to reflect on some of the images of your first day and a half in Madhuban. Very short time, so many experiences. Walking around Naki Lake, going for meditation, having morning walk, morning exercises, meal times, meditations, classes, conversations, tea, so much. Just allow on the screen of your mind many, many images from the last day and a half since you have been here. What were some of the feelings, some of the thoughts you had? Any surprises? Pleasant surprises? And in particular, what stands out for you? What rises to the surface of your mind as those memories that seem to stay with you from the last 36 hours? And now a little deeper question, why is it that these images or feelings have stayed with you? What was it about those experiences that left an impact on you? Just answer for yourself. And now I'll invite you to remember your intention from yesterday. 3 words, 5 words, 6 words. Remember your intention for being here. How do the events of the last 36 hours contribute to your intention? Take a moment and write anything down that you would like. So the last 36 hours, already things have happened to help you achieve your intention. So take stock. Just notice, how has that contributed already to your intention? And write down anything you would like. Okay, are you seeing things? Are you seeing contribution to your intention? Okay, we have to stop now. But the way the soul works is if I stop and check the attainment, what I have attained, then I will feel fuller and fuller and fuller. If I do not stop and check, I will always notice what's missing. Have you noticed that? So it's a regular practice of ours here to stop and check my attainments. How am I progressing? What am I attaining? What am I achieving internally towards my intention? Because I don't always notice. Sometimes they're very small, very subtle. But if I check, they become very big inside of me, and I feel full, and I feel satisfied. If I don't check, I will always be running after what's missing, because there will always be something missing. I'm not perfect, right? So very good practice. Is that okay that we did that? Good? Yes, okay.